Hi, folks. It's your old friend Jack. It's 1 a.m. or just about that here in Texas. And if you're a fellow member of the tribe, then let me say Shana Tova, Happy New Year. Hard to believe it's 57-74 already. Wow. got lots and lots we could talk about, and we might. So we're going to start out with my friend Craig McBreen wrote a post about blogging and breaking the rules, and I like it because I'm a rule breaker. Rules are sort of anathema to me, and when we talk about rules and blogging, it makes me a little bit crazy anyhow, because there's so many different things that you could do and so many different ways that you can blog in. And I think that the initial question there is more one of what are your goals, what do you hope to get from blogging, and then try and figure out the best way to go about it. So you've heard me say this a million times, but there's no single path to success in blogging. It doesn't exist. I don't believe it. So and it may just be because I'm a rule breaker and I do whatever the fuck I want anyhow. Excuse this swearing. Sometimes we're unfiltered here, but that's the thing. And almost 10 years of doing this, I've covered the gamut, and I like the dynamic environment. I like trying different things, and I don't want to be in a niche. I don't like being stuck in a little box. And I think that one of the keys for me in terms of blogging success is building a relationship with readers, and that relationship sort of ebbs and flows depending on how you interact and engage with them, because engagement is important. And as you may have noticed lately, there's been less engagement on my part. I haven't commented the way I used to, and I haven't gone out and marketed the blog the way I used to. And some of that's just intentional. It's just where I'm at right now. I'm still doing a fair amount of reading, but I may not always comment on what you produce. But what I try and put out in terms of content for people to read is sort of twofold. One is just what's of interest to me, because if you're not interested in what you're writing, how can you expect the readers? And two is, hell, I forgot what two is, 1 o'clock in the morning. But the whole point of this is, if we're trying to develop a relationship, part of the developing that relationship is showing you who I am. Now, I don't expect you to learn everything about me just from the blog. You get to see a lot, but there's an awful lot that you don't get to see, because there are boundaries of blogging. There's only so much you can learn about a person online. So let me share a few other things that I've done recently with you while we're going back and forth about this and that. I just picked up a new tablet. I finally entered the modern world, and I've got a Samsung Galaxy Note. I got the 8-inch, which I love. I have a Samsung smartphone, the Galaxy Note 2, which is a large phone as phones go, but I've got big hands, so it fits comfortably, and it's easier for me to use. But I freaking love the tablet, because the tablet does a million different things. And if you install the Vonage app on your tablet, you can use it as a phone too. So not only is it a phone, not only is it an entertainment center where you can listen to music, watch videos, use it for business, so because it comes with a stylus, and you can use your handwriting, or you can type on it, or do all sorts of conferencing, but you can use it as a telephone. Pretty nifty. So, and that's sort of breaking the rules, isn't it? It wasn't built as a phone. It was built as a tablet. I just figured out a way to turn it into a phone. So I talk to my kids a lot about that kind of stuff, about the need to learn what rules you have to follow and what rules you can sort of break. And that's a sophisticated concept at times, and sort of challenging as a father to try and figure out how to teach them when they need to listen, when they need to step outside the box, that ever-present box we talk about. I don't fit in the box. I'm too goddamn big. So, excuse me, somebody's going to call that blasphemy. Got lots and lots of other things to talk about. I didn't make it home for the Chagim this year, and that sort of bothers me. And I know that's not going to make sense to some of you, but trust me. Both my kids have started their soccer seasons, and for the first time I've missed games. And that's rough, too. So I had a whole conversation with them about, what they're doing on the field and all that. Anyhow, let's wrap this up because it is late. So I'm Jack. You're not. Be thankful for that. And please read my blog. See you later.